Johnny, welcome to the program. It's awful nice to have you with us.
Jack, how you doing? It's very good to be here with you.
Oh, it's swinging. I'd like to talk a little bit about that record to start with. Like, how'd you come across Little Boy Sad? How'd you find that one anyway?
Well, I found the song from a guy in Nashville, Tennessee named Wayne Walker. And he's written quite a few hit songs. Right off the bat, I can't tell you what they were, but he's written quite a few songs. And I happen to like this song, Snuffy Garrett Myself, which is, when I say Snuffy Garrett, is my A&R man at Liberty Records. We do most of the picking of the material that I do, and we've played around with it a couple of sessions, and one of the sessions that didn't come off, we went back into the session again, and then we was pleased with the record, and from there on we released it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say A&R man, this is the man in charge of artists and repertoire for Liberty.
Right, yes, sir, that's right.
For whom we record. So he works with you and with other Liberty artists, I imagine, on this sort of thing.
That's right, uh-huh. He works and does, practically all of the sessions there now, except people like Martin Denny, you know, and I think he does all of his sessions himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and your brother, of course, have done some writing of your own, haven't you, on music?
Jack, we've done mostly writing. We came to California and started writing songs. As a matter of fact, we had a couple of songs written when we got to California, and we wrote a few hits for Ricky Nelson. Should I mention the songs that
sure, because I'm sure that we've had them on.
Well, the first songs we wrote there was Waiting in School and Believe What You Say. And that was the songs that Ricky had picked for his first records. And the songs from there was It's Late and Just a Little Too Much, and which we had about 12 songs in all of his albums that he released, like Long Vacation, Don't Leave Me, I've Been Thinking, and of course Just a Little Too Much was in his album, and Believe What You Say and Waiting in School. And then we started writing songs for other artists, breaking into other artists' fields, such as Sonny James, Fabian, Frankie Avalon, Elvis, which we never could get a song to because he had so much material there. I don't think he had, you know, a chance to get to ours at the time. And I guess that's about it as far as the songwriting is concerned, except a thing called Green Grass from Texas that my brother Dorsey and I had done about 2 years ago, and we had it with the publisher, and the publisher wanted to release it when he felt that it was the right time for it. So about 2.5 months back, he released this song, and it became a hit, which we was very proud of because we had something to do with the instrumentation of it in the recording studio at the time.
Well, this, of course, we had, I think it's been about 3 weeks now since we played Green Grass of Texas. Johnny, that is a real flair that you and Dorsey have for writing this kind of music. Have you ever had a feeling that you'd like to go into another kind of music, or do you feel that the trend will change and your writing will change with it? How do you feel about that?
Well, no, I don't, Jack. I like to stay with songs that people of my kind like, you know. And when I say that, I mean the teenagers and the grown people as well. I believe just as many, middle-aged people and old people like certain type of rock and roll or pop music or whatever, you know, what have you, country songs or folk songs, what have you, just as well as the teenagers do. And I'm going to stick to that kind of writing as long as I guess I can. I don't want to go into no type long hair music, as they call it, you know, because I like it, but I just don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking here on the show a couple of weeks ago to Polly Bergen, and she mentioned that her background is folk music, and she mentioned that you and Dorsey had folk music as a background.
Yes, we've did quite a bit of folk type music. See, we were born down around and raised down around Memphis, Tennessee. And I guess all country boys have got a little bit of folk music in them. I like to sing type songs and write as well, you know, love ballads and love songs, you know, to people. I think that's the main thing, you know, these days and time.
Well, it makes mighty pleasant listening. And you say that all country boys have music in them, and it's in some cases particularly significant the way it comes out. Johnny, we were talking quite a bit before the music there about your writing, and actually, you're better known by far for your singing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Tell me, what do you think was the thing that first put you on the track to becoming one of the best-selling recording artists in the country?
Well, I'll tell you from the front, Jack. I was down at a recording studio one day, and I heard a song. It was a song called Dreamin'. And I heard it one time, and on the way home in the car, I said, that, you know, I kept singing it over and over to myself, and I said, this song has got something to it. I don't know what it is. So I went back to the fellow that wrote it. Barry DeVorzon is the fellow that wrote the song. And I said, Barry, that's a good song. Let me hear the demo on it again. So I listened to the demonstration record, and it bugged me for a long time, you know, again. And I told him, I went back again to him, and I said, Barry, let me do this song, and I'll put violins on it. He told me, he said, well, I don't know if this is a type of a song that needs violins. And I said, well, I don't know, but I think it does. If you let me just try it one time, you know, go into a studio and do it, I believe we'll come off with it. So we went to United Studios here in Hollywood, California, and recorded the song. And we thought it came off real well, backed up by another side called Cincinnati Fireball. And we didn't know which would be the side, but as it was released, we found out in 2 weeks that Dreamin' was the side of the record by the people requesting it by the sales action on the record.
And you also found out that you had the sound that those that buy the records today are looking for. It's just the ring of a record that they want if it's in the right piece of music. And your writing, I suppose, has helped you to select the right piece of music time and again.
It has. When you write songs, you know exactly what will sell, you know. You don't know. I don't know how to pick a hit record. If I did, you know, it would be a different situation. But I do know that when I hear a song, if I like it, it is commercial, and with the guy that does pick songs with me, with two heads together makes better than one, you know. And so I figure that we're doing pretty good by picking material, and we do look hard for songs through New York, Nashville, Tennessee, and California too. And with the songs that my brother and I write together, once in a while we will run up on one that somebody else has written, usually. In my case, songs that I do have been written by other artists. It seems as though when I sit down and try to write a song for myself, I always wind up writing something for either somebody like the Coasters or Ricky Nelson or Elvis Presley or somebody like that, you know. And it does get kind of... it bugs you after a while, you know. You kind of want to just sit down and write whatever you feel, if it's a folk song, a rock and roll song, or a love ballad. And that's the way it is, you know, with me now.
That's good. You don't feel so constricted and being right. Forced to write something specific. You can
right.
Expand a little and give. Now, this is what an artist has to do, I think.
Yes, sir. And it has helped me by writing songs to pick songs from other people, like you say before.
Johnny, Little Boy Sad is... of course, was real big here in the States some time ago, but I understand that it's still arriving in other parts of the world. Where have you heard from recently that Little Boy Sad is working its way to the top?
Well, Little Boy Sad is beginning to take over in the charts in Australia and also in England. And, you know, just before Little Boy Sad was Year 16, which was... a big record in Australia and England, too, thanks to the many wonderful people there. And now we do have Little Boy Sad coming up the charts there. I don't know where it is now. I haven't seen any charts in the past week or so, but they tell me at Liberty Records, that it's doing real well there. It looks like it might come through for another year 16 and dream it.
Well, how about Cummers? What have you got that you think is going to make it like Little Boy Sad is doing?
Well, I have a record that I've recorded, which is called Big, Big World. After Little Boy Sad is down, and I think that Big, Big World will come out. I have a lot of faith in it, but like we said once before, you never know, Jack. I think it's one of the best things that I've ever recorded. As a matter of fact, people have told me that I sound better on this ballad, this Big, Big World, than any record that I've ever done.
Well, I personally think that if you feel that way about it, it's got to show in the music and it's got to make it. How about your immediate future? I was told that if you didn't get to see us on the show this week, it'd be several weeks before we'd have a chance to talk to you again. Why is that?
Well, thank goodness I'm going to get a chance after a long time to go to Australia. And I'm going to be there for about 7 days, and I'm really looking forward to it. And also to England and most of the countries that I've never seen in my life before, where my records have been very big. And I want to go see them and see each and every one of the people there that's bought my records and also the people that's helped pull me through in those part of the countries.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are people that are listening, I think, to this program right now in some of those places. So how soon are you going to be leaving?
Tomorrow.
Well, then they can look forward to seeing you sometime within, say, a week or 10 days after hearing this show. You'll be around then in most places.
That's really great, Jack. That's wonderful.
Well, I certainly want to thank you for taking the time out so close to your departure date to sit in with us on a session of Rockin' Rhythms and chat with us about your music. And I hope that when you've made the trip, you'll come back and let us know how it went.
Jack, it's really been a pleasure to be here. And when I do come back, I will let you know. Certainly will. And thank you very much.